Flashback by Short Skirts and Explosions. Read by Goombasa. Part 1. Flashback.
I'm relieved?
The guard blinks at me incredulously. Last second orders from Shining Armor, I say. My voice echoes off the walls of the crystalline corridor. He wants me to stand guard for the rest of the shift.
And...
The stallion's armor rattles as he glances at the thick doors, then back to me.
What am I expected to do, Lieutenant? I figured that with the 30th moon arriving, Princess Twilight was soon to be arrived.
Head out to the Equestrian Games Stadium, I commanded, flashing my rank and insignia. The captain of the guard should be there shortly to brief you on some new duty rosters.
But that doesn't make any sense.
His brow furrows.
It's the first full moon this week. And according to the magical cycle, the portal will...
I'm not about to question the captain's timing any more than you. My eyes narrow. This is his command, not mine. He nods, helmet a-clattering.
Right, sir. Of course, sir.
Make haste.
Absolutely.
He salutes, then gallops off down the corridor. I trot over, turn around, and stand with my flank to the door. I remain there, locked in a vigilant pose. My eyes glance past the edge of my helmet. The guard's hooves clatter as he runs into the distance. Soon he disappears around the corner. I'm alone in the hallway. I look down the opposite way. I don't see any pony. I look back at the corner. The corridor is completely clear. With a deep breath, I turn around and push the door open. Making haste, I run into the dark chamber and close the door shut behind me. Shuddering, I turn around and stare at the mirror. The magical portal sits on its pedestal, glowing with otherworldly radiance. I've paid heed to multiple briefings. I've read about it, heard the tales about the realm beyond. I know all about the moon's cycle and its effects on the rift between worlds. But I'm expected to be somewhere else in the palace right now, and I don't have much time to do what I need to do and come back. I can only hope that this is worth the gamble. I'm already shivering by the time I've stripped off my helmet and armored plates. I lay the pieces of my suit down in a neat pile at the base of the mirror. For the first time in years, I feel like a lowly private at boot camp, deathly afraid of an inspection. It's simply my way of ignoring the very real fact that I will likely lose everything for this. So, by the time I'm clasping my insignia, I hesitate slightly, staring at the gold bands. At last, with a determined frown, I place the insignia down on the floor beside my helmet and armor. A cold shudder runs through my body. There is no going back now. I pick up a tiny satchel that I had hidden beneath my armor when I first arrived here. Throwing it over my flank, I turn and face the mirror. The face of a sleep-deprived young Pegasus stares back. For all I know, this could be the very last time I see him. It might as well be for the better. I'm not sure I could live with doing anything else than what I'm about to do. I've been through combat. I've fought changelings, Tirek, and the shadows of King Sombra. I can do this. I must do this. So, with steady steps, I march forward into the mirror. It laps over me like a cold bath. I'm not sure if I can even breathe in this magical medium. Before I have a chance to test the theory, I find myself yanked forward by something 100 times stronger than gravity. My wings stretch out instinctively, but there's no air to latch onto. As a matter of fact, there are no feathers, for I feel my appendages melting away while the rest of my body stretches like a ribbon, spiraling into a horribly bright singularity. I shriek, rolling over and writhing on the concrete like an infant foal.
Whoa, whoa, chillax, Flash!
A young voice rasps above me.
What's the matter with you, bro?
My eyes fly open. The shiny floors and walls of the Crystal Palace are gone, replaced with dark asphalt and pale sidewalk panels. Instead of the emerald fields of Equestria, I see sporadic patches of grass sectioned off by streets and buildings and lawns. I feel a shadow cross over me in the warm sunlight, and I gaze up to see two bipeds looming, their teenage faces awash with concern. They're wearing clothes and bizarre mane styles. For the life of me, I can't tell what genders they are until the taller one speaks again.
Heh, had another all-night kegger, bro?
He winks while his companion clutches his shoulder with a worried look on his face.
Better not let your parents catch you with the booze. It'd be a lot easier to get rid of if you shared it around some.
Right. I pivot my body and instantly flop over. A pained wince flickers across my face. I look down at my hooves, only to see tan digits extending from pale palms. Goddess. A lump forms in my throat. I've prepared for this. I've read up on this and imagined every conceivable detail, but still, just looking at these things attached to me, it's hard to hold my lunch down. Celestia, give me strength.
For realsies, Flash, you okay?
I wriggle, shift forward, shift back, but still fail to get anywhere with these lumbering limbs. I guess I'm just a bit out of sorts.
Thunderlane!
He reaches back down with his strong hand and hoists me up by my wrist.
Don't tell me you forgot your favorite linebacker!
Thunderlane. I wobble awkwardly, my head dizzy from gaining so much altitude. I'm hesitant to look down for fear that my body will topple over instantly. I do so anyway, surprised to see that I'm wearing what looks like jeans, shoes, and a jacket. There's something underneath the clothes, too. Everything feels stuffy and itchy. I instantly miss my armor. I guess I just, partied too hard.
Ha!
He grins and slaps my back.
Like that's something to be ashamed of.
He instantly flinches as I topple over.
Whoa, bro! Sorry!
He grabs my shoulders.
You don't, like, need to see a doctor or something.
Me? No, I'm fine. I smile. Something feels wrong. I brush these strange fingers in my face and shudder. Where did all the fuzz go?
You just, get back to your backing of the lines. Nothing to see here. If you say so.
Thunderlane waves and trots, walks off with his girl.
Come on, Blossomforth. How about a bite to eat on the way home?
Definitely.
She waves at me with a pleasant smile.
See ya, Flash. Good luck at the games this Saturday.
She winks.
I hear you know who will be here. Full moon and all.
A flighty giggle. I raise my hands and try mimicking her gesture. What results is a whole lot of flopping. I sigh, leaning back against the base of a giant horse statue that obviously doubles as this world's side of the portal.
You know who?
I murmur to myself. Snapping out of it, I lean back on the middle of my hooves. Feet. I run my hands down, feeling my spine and flank. The satchel is no longer there.
Crud.
I look all over the place. At last I see a bag of some sorts on the floor with two large padded straps. I lean over, a frightening feat in and of itself, and pick the thing up. There's a zipper, and I fumble for a few moments with my fingers before opening the bag up. Looking inside, I squint at the contents, then sigh a breath of relief. Guess everything transferred over after all. I feel a warm smile crossing my face. At the sound of footsteps, I glance at an enormous lawn. A tall brick-field structure looms before me. Several young people are shuffling in and out.
Could this actually be it?
I fidget where I stand. No, wait. I squint. The students are too old here. There must be grades. I gulp. Just like in Equestria. The sun is halfway towards the horizon. It must be well into the afternoon. I haven't much time. It takes some fumbling, but I finally figure out the bag's purpose. I slide my arms through the straps so that the thing clings to my back. Then, one gangly step at a time, I stumble across the lawn, swinging my arms out like the wings that I'm missing. I earn several awkward looks, but it's okay. I need to grab someone's attention anyway.
Miss?
I ask, shuffling up to someone with a cropped mane and a red ascot.
Ma'am, could you help me?
Anything, Flash?
She blushes slightly while hugging a book to her chest. I stare at her, wobbling upright.
Where can I find a school around here?
She narrows her eyes.
A school?
She nervously points at the building right behind us. I shake my head, sighing.
No, not that one. A different school.
A different school?
A school for foals.
Foals?
Children! I wince.
Children is what I meant.
Oh!
She smiles.
You mean Crusaders Elementary?
Yes.
I grin.
The elementary school.
Well, you should know that, Flash.
She says,
You drive there every afternoon.
Her cheeks turn red, and she brushes a lock of hair over her naked ear.
Not that I've been watching you or anything.
Could you tell me where it is anyway? She looks at me funny. I gulp. It would, really mean a lot to me.
Oh, sure.
She turns and points down the street.
Down Faust Street for about 3 blocks, hang a left on McCarthy, go past the dog park, then take a right on Larson. It's right beside Lake McCracken. You can't miss it.
I memorize the names to myself, committing them to a stalwart guard's memory. Got it. Thank you, Miss...
Pamel. Coco Pamel.
She hugs her book tighter, fighting the urge to squeal.
I sit across from you in art class.
Thanks, Miss Pamel. Coco. I pivot around, pause, then glance at her. Nice, blouse. And I speed off quickly as I can, ignoring what sounds like a fainting sigh behind me. Gritting my teeth, I run across the asphalt.
Honk, honk, whoop!
2 hulking wagons of metal lurch to a stop.
Hey, watch what you're doing, you dumb kid!
Sorry, I stammer, wincing as another thing spitting gas fumes roars past me. A hop, skip, and a jump, and I reach the sidewalk on the far end. I thought the pathway was meant for trotting. I mean...
Get your ass in gear before I think twice about running you over!
Without saying another word, I bolt down the street, huffing and puffing. There's something about this maddening place that makes me feel like a spineless colt once again. But I have to keep focused. This isn't about me. I must remember that. I must. I follow the girl's instructions to the letter. To my surprise, it doesn't take too long to get to my destination, although it certainly takes a lot out of me. Running is a great deal harder when you're constantly having to balance your body vertically the whole time. Nevertheless, I arrive at a brightly colored building sandwiched between a tiny lake and an even tinier recessed field. It has to be Crusader's Elementary. Even from a distance, I see little creatures with adorable smiles shuffling out of the building, lining up before a series of large yellow tubes on wheels. I take a few seconds in my beleaguered mind to connect the dots. Ah, crud. I wince, limping towards the playground and leaning on a set of bleachers. They're going home already. I wipe my brow with a shivering wrist. I'm late. Celestia Almighty, I'm too damn late! I hang my head with a sigh. Then, from the distance, something that shatters my heart in two.
Flash! Hey, a flash!
My lungs empty instantly. I look up, my vision blurred. Someone's running across the playground with a big, flouncing backpack. The whites on his knees flash beneath his shorts while he sprints as quickly as his little legs can carry him. His smile is the biggest thing I've ever seen on a living being, and suddenly it's lunging at me as he plows my midsection with a little bear hug.
Oof!
I wince, falling on my back.
Whoops! Sorry, Flash!
He giggles, and I feel his warmth rolling through my chest as he clings to me.
You're here early! I thought I was going to wait for another hour! Let me guess.
He sits up, smiling.
Your buddy skipped out on your jam session again?
I lie down, staring up at him with wide eyes.
What's the matter?
He makes a mushy face with 2 palms, lips puckering.
Still daydreaming over Princess Twilight? Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I raise a hand up. Shivering, I finally touch his shoulder. He's alive, and his teeth shine in the daylight.
Hey there, champ.
I hear my voice crack. Moisture collects beneath my eyelids. I inhale sharply, forcing a pained smile.
Why, look at you. You're so big. You'll never guess what we did in class today.
Oh, won't I? I sit up, leaning forward with bright eyes.
Tell me about it. The teacher brought in this frog, only it was dead and its chest was open up and everything.
He made a face.
Ugh.
I chuckle, my breath hitting several high notes. I feel like a little colt again. His voice is music. I'll do anything to hear more of that melody.
Well,
an evil smirk,
did you stick your fingers into its belly? Ew.
He hugs himself, shivering with a giggle.
Maybe that's what you did when Miss Cheerly taught you, but not me.
You sure about that? I smirk, poking his shoulder, collar, other shoulder, and belly.
because I'm sure somewhere in there is a gross monster that's just waiting to pop out.
No, stop it!
He rolls over, in stitches.
Huh? Huh?
I tickle all over his shirt and sides, grinning evilly. Where is he? Where is that monster face? Oh, there it is! There's the smiley monster!
You stupid head!
He wheezes, cheeks red.
I was already smiling!
Yeah, but no body can make you smile like I can. I raise a pair of hands like hooves in front of my face.
Say cheese!
He cheers.
Flash photography!
Slowly, my hands lower. I feel a quivering to my lip. Blessed Celestia, I gulp. He even remembers. A million things flickered through my mind, all of them rosy and warm. I almost forgot the genuine magic of this situation until I feel him tugging at my shirt.
Flash, bro?
He blinks at me, his blue eyes wide and innocent beneath his azure hair.
Is everything cool? Your face looks kind of funny.
I shuddered. Nah, we're cool. We're cooler than cool. He beams.
Frosty?
You bet. I sniffle, wiping my cheek dry and throwing it off with a casual smirk. I squeeze his shoulders, smiling at his little face. It's really good to see you, Dreamy Days.
Yeah, so what?
He picks at the blades of grass beneath us.
You pick me up from school every day.
Still, I take a deep breath, giving him a gentle squeeze. I just wanted you to know that I lo-
Where's your car?
Huh?
Your wheels, your pride and joy.
He sticks his tongue out.
Don't tell me you're getting Thunder Lane to drive us home again. You polish that car up so much, but you're so scared to drive it around town.
Actually, Dreamy, I fidget where we both sit in the grass. I was thinking maybe we could hang out a bit. I shrug. Big brother, little brother, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I smile. I mean, it's such a beautiful day. I smile up at the sky. A real, real beautiful day. And I can't think of anyone I'd rather spend it with than...
Wanna play Frisbee?
Frisbee?
Yeah!
He reaches into his backpack and pulls out a bright orange disc.
I've been practicing at lunch with Rumble. His older brother might be good at sports, but Rumble just trips on his own shoelaces. I want a real challenge.
I grasp the disc, looking at it awkwardly.
You up for it?
He sticks his tongue out.
Or are you a chicken?
I gasp. Oh, I get it. It's like catch.
What's wrong with you today, Flash? Are you in kindergarten all of a sudden?
I smirk. Just wondering whether or not I should go easy on you. I ruffle his hair. I am best pals with a linebacker, after all.
Throw it far! Throw it far!
He goes running across the playground, dropping his backpack and waving his arms around.
I can totally catch it!
Sure. Wincing, I climb my way up to the lower bleachers until I'm high enough to stand. Then, with a deep breath, I throw the disc overhand. It flies straight into the ground.
Flash!
He stomps his foot, pouting.
You're not even trying!
Hold on. I pick the thing up, study its shape, then try throwing it at waist level.
That was just a practice throw. Here goes!
I zip the thing through the air, and even I'm surprised at how much ground it covers. Soon enough, Dreamy Days is squealing like a little monkey, sprinting over the grass with childish dramatics. He grabs at the thing with two hands, fumbles a bit, and jumps up and down.
Booyah!
Huh. I pump my fist in the air, stumble forward, and gain my balance. You were right on the money. Rumble wouldn't have anything on you.
Forget Rumble. I bet I could show Thunder Lane a thing or two.
He squats into an action hero-esque position, raising the disc to shoulder level.
All right, you ready for this? 3, 2, 1, blast off!
The disc flies high, then arcs low. I realize I'm already running to it. In mid-sprint, I stumble but catch myself on my knuckles. Running on all fours, I lunge, grasp the thing in my teeth, and roll over in a victory pose.
Mm-hmm!
I look at him proudly, then blink. He's gawking at me.
Then, seconds later, he plunges to the ground, hugging himself while giggling wildly. I feel my cheeks flush. Ptuh! I grasp the saliva-stained disc in my fingers. Rubbing my head, I suddenly brighten. That's, a little something Princess Twilight taught me. Yeah. He sits up, red-faced. Well, no wonder it looks so stupid! He rolls over, laughing again. With a smirk, I get up and prepare another throw. On your feet, soldier! Swish. I hear Dreamy Day's gasp as he hops back up and speeds after it. For the next 30 minutes, we play this game, sweating and cheering through every catch and throw. We try newer and sillier tricks, like jumping off the lower bars of the jungle gym while throwing it, or balancing on the seesaw while grabbing it. I left my competitive edge back in the Crystal Kingdom. I make sure that Dreamy Day's moves look way niftier and cooler than mine. He appears to eat it right up, and by the third time I've stumbled to catch his last throw, he's jumping up and down like a miniature lunatic.
Yeah! I beat you! I won!
I sit up, flicking blades of grass off my chin and nose.
How could you? Were there even rules to this? The rules are that you stink and I'm awesome.
He rushes over and punches me in the shoulder. Oh, you're going to have to try harder than that to knock me out. I throw my arms around him.
Come here! Oh, noes! Help!
Come here, you! I swallow him in a bear hug, pinning him sideways to the grass. Not so tough now, huh? Huh? Well, are ya?
No fair!
He giggles, squirming under my arms.
You're so big!
Then stop being so scrawny. I smile. Grow up already, why don't ya? My face instantly grimaces. The warmth of the moment fades, and I feel my heart throbbing with a cold beat. In the distance, the sun is starting to set. The day is dying. Just like these past few years, it's melting away. I don't ever want to let go, but I knew what I was running into when I first came here. I wonder if he knows.
Flash?
He pokes at my arms.
Yoo-hoo! Earth the Flash!
I bit my lip, shivering.
You can let me go now, bro.
I fight the urge to whimper. Yeah. I release him slowly. Guess so. We both sit up in the grass, facing each other. His smile is gone, replaced by a blank look of concern. It stabs me just to glance at it. Hey, Dreamy? I look towards the bleachers while scratching the back of my head. There's something I wanted to give you.
Oh?
It's in the backpack. You mind fetching it?
What am I now, your butler?
Just grab it, you little scamp.
Fine, jeez!
He stomps on over, then comes back, dragging the thing.
Yeesh, give this thing a wash, will ya?
I smile, unzipping the backpack slowly. There's something inside. Something that Mom and Dad wanted you to have.
Yeah, so?
He sits across from me, teetering back and forth on crossed legs while yawning.
Why couldn't they just give it to me themselves?
Because... I bit my tongue. A cold breath. Because I have to give it to you, okay? I reach in and pull out a golden horseshoe with weathered edges, the word Sentry decorated in the silver embossed front. You see this?
Oh!
Dreamy's eyes sparkle.
Is that your class medal?
Huh?
It's the symbol for Canterlot High, isn't it?
I look at the horseshoe, then at him. I blink. Oh, no. Though it is a little bit funny. I clear my throat. No, Dreamy, this belonged to Daddy. He wore, carried it with him when he was about your age. I hand it over. It was a symbol of good luck, and when he and Mom married, they wanted to pass it on to their kids. To us, Dreamy.
Wow!
He grasped it in two tiny hands, nearly dropping it.
Gah! It's heavy!
I chuckle. Yeah, real gold. Enchanted, even.
Enchanted? Pfft, like magic or something?
Yeah, I said. I guess you could say that.
It's pretty neat, Flash.
He hands it back.
Thanks for showing it to me.
No, Dreamy. I gently place my hands over his and push it back to its chest. It's yours.
You mean, I get to keep it?
He blinks, jaw dropped.
But it's so shiny and expensive looking.
It means more to the family than that. I frown. And don't you dare consider selling it.
Why would I?
He smiles, twirling the thing around his wrist.
I'm going to show this off to everyone.
Careful, don't hit yourself in the face with it.
That way everyone knows I've got the best older brother in the world.
I freeze in place, as does my heart. I smile. It's the only thing holding back that lump in my throat. I love you, Dreamy.
Stop it.
He rolls his eyes.
I hate it when you get all mushy.
I'm sorry, I say softly. But it's true. I love you, little bro. And I hope you live a happy, awesome life.
Hmm? Why?
He glances lazily at me.
You going somewhere or something?
I bite my lip. Before I can respond, I hear the roar of an engine from behind. Dreamy Daze looks up, and so do I. A black vehicle roars across the road, parks crookedly on the sidewalk, and opens up without the engine cutting. A tan figure with blue hair hops out, running this way. As he dashes closer, I spot a familiar-looking symbol on the hood of his automobile. I gulp.
Oh boy.
Wait a sec.
Dreamy's face scrunches up in confusion.
What?
He looks at me, then at the young man dashing up to us.
Flash?
Dreamy! He hollers, waving his arms. Get away from him right now!
But, Flash, you were just...
Dreamy gasps as he's hoisted up into the teenager's arms.
Whoa!
You! I'm being snarled at. His face is like a funhouse mirror set aflame. You think I wouldn't figure it out? You think I wouldn't have heard from the other students who talked to you? Hey, it's all cool. I stand up on wobbly knees, holding my palms out. Relax, we were just playing the Frisbee. I don't care what you think you were doing, he hollers.
Flash?
Dreamy shivers in his grasp, clutching the horseshoe.
What is...
Shh, quiet, little bro, I've got this. I would never harm a single hair on his head, I exclaim. You know that. I only wanted to... Look, I don't know who or what you really are, but I do know where you come from. He frowns, holding Dreamy Daze away from me. You got about 30 seconds to get the hell out of this place before I call the cops, the army, the marines, whatever. I just... And you can deliver a message to your princess when you get back, he yelled. Put a damn cork in the portal, because if I ever, ever find one of her unleashed subjects snooping around within a mile of my family again, I'm going to have some angry words to say to her, right after I kick your sorry butt into the next dimension and beyond. I gulp. Please, if we could just... Do you understand me? I'm hyperventilating. A cold sweat drips down my naked face. I glance from his scowl to Dreamy Daze. The child's expression is full of fear. Confusion. It stabs me harder than any threat imaginable. In a blink, I've spun around. I ditch the backpack and the playground, and I run, barreling my way across the street in a mad dash. More cars honk at me, but I don't pay them any mind. I rush headlong into the haze of the setting sun, scrambling for the portal, racing towards it, anything to get that image of Dreamy's fear-stricken eyes out of my pulsating head. Don't lose it, I whisper between pained breaths. Don't lose the horseshoe. Don't let them take it from you, please. By the time I reach the campus of Canterlot High, the courtyard is empty. There's no one to see this flailing idiot as he reaches the base of the statue and dives in like a suicide runner. When the rift between worlds rips me apart, it's almost a relief. I tumble out the other side on fuzzy limbs, wincing in pain. It's only when I've looked up to see who's waiting for me that I realize the agony's only begun.
Lieutenant!
Shining Armor snarls, a familiar guard stallion trembling by his side. He stomps a metal-laced hoof and glares down at me.
Or should I say ex-lieutenant?
His angry eyes narrow.
What in Luna's name do you think you were doing?
I take a deep breath. It takes a few quivering attempts, but I nevertheless stand at attention, staring straight ahead at the line of guards who are eyeing me nervously. The captain paces around me, his hoofsteps thunderous and loud.
Princess Twilight Sparkle is coming here in less than 12 hours. She needs full access to the portal now that the moon is full. You know that! Every guard in the kingdom knows that! And what do I find out?
You've been lying to guards, commanding them to abandon their posts. And for what? To have a stupid little romp in the human world? I say nothing. I stand perfectly still and silent. And just what is this supposed to mean? He picks up my discarded insignia from where it lays beside my armor. Am I expected to believe that you had previously prepared to abandon your duties to myself and Princess Cadence? To think that this is the thanks I get for promoting you 9 months ago! He grits his teeth. Ever since the Changeling invasion, we cannot afford to condone suspicious activity among our ranks. I demand an explanation. Silence. Answer me, Lieutenant! I swallow. At last, my lips move. Sir, I am fully prepared to suffer the punishment for my insubordination, sir, I say, without looking at him. For once, the captain blinks. He leans back, studying my face. To my relief, he finds nothing, but it doesn't make what follows any easier. I see. A deep breath. Lieutenant, you and I have served with each other for a long time. We've fought all manner of Sombra's phantoms, and ensured that the world was cleaned up after the brief and destructive rise of Tirik. I've considered you a valued, loyal, and trusted soldier. Until now. He drops the insignia and speaks coldly into my ear. You are hereby suspended indefinitely. I shall have the guards escort you to the stockades while the council and I mull over your sentencing. Do I make myself clear? Sir, I understand perfectly, sir. Shining's brow furrows. Then there's a twitch to his muscles, as if he expects something else. In an almost defeated tone, he mutters to the other stallions in the room, "Take him out of my sight." With jostling armor, a pair of guards trot up to my sides. I refuse to look them in the face. Quietly, with as much dignity as I can muster, I follow them out of the room and into the dungeon below the Crystal Palace. To be continued.